morning, everybody. What a fun little song that the robot gave us, eh? It's Mike on the mic here this morning. How you doing? You are listening to WMFO Medford, and I'll be here today until 11 a.m., about 2 hours, with a lot of free form, and I have a couple of guests today, too, two of our favorites for sure. The brothers Hurwitz, the father and son team of Mark and Les Hurwitz, will be here anytime now. They usually get here promptly at 9:06, so I would expect to hear from them soon, and I'll go and let them upstairs. Happily, by the way. All right, so I'm going to start the first set of freeform. Let me tell you what we're going to do. Les has a really, really interesting presentation today, starting around 10 a.m., expanding upon what he's told us before about Art Tatum and the work that he's done. It's going to keep it kind of secretive, but it's going to be just awesome. And Mark is, of course, the founder of Boston's Hidden Restaurants, and he'll have his restaurant reviews, and he'll help me, as he always does, with the freeform. All right, starting with a new noise today, something that everybody's really excited about, Cheap Trick's new record, and this single is called No Direction Home, brand new here at WMFO.
Getting kick against the West Coast. Warner Brothers are such good hosts. I raise my whiskey glass and give them a toast. I'm sure they know it's true. I got no rap against the Southern states. Every time I've been there, it's been great. But now I'm leaving.
see on my ears, will you?
From walking home and talking loads to seeing shows and even close with you. Nervous touch and getting drunk to staying up and waking up with you. But now we're sleeping at the edge, holding something we don't need. All this delusion in our heads is gonna bring us to our knees. So come on, let it go.
I guess that was it, everybody. Except for that. All right, it's WMFO, everybody. It's Mike here on the mic till 11 with my co-hosts who are here, Mark Hurwitz and Les Hurwitz. Hi, guys.
Good morning, Mike. Is my mic working?
It is now.
Good morning. No, is it?
I lied. I don't know. What do you want? Four? I don't have four. So you'll have to pass these down, I guess.
Oh, wow. This isn't working at all?
Nope. No, just you can slide down and get three, and then you can take that one, and that'll work. How's that? Talk now.
Am I working?
Yes.
Okay, good. How do I sound?
Well, beautiful. Lovely.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, I know. So how are you guys doing? It's been a long time we were talking about it since you've been here.
It's been a while.
I know.
And we were just talking about how it's just been such a horrible few months of music, you know.
Just for losing people.
Yeah. I mean, we just played the song from Christina Grimmie, who... And James Bay, who Christina was killed last night after her concert in Orlando.
I heard about that on the radio coming in. Yeah, and James Bay is one of all of our favorites, and that duet with him was just beautiful. She was an American Idol.
The Voice.
The Voice.
And I believe she came in third several years ago on The Voice, and she's, you know... What was that?
What happened? Oh, that was
strange.
That was me going...
Oh, okay.
I can do it on cue.
I'm not... Admittedly, I'm not a huge fan of The Voice. You know, I'm a kind of an alt-rock guy, but Christina Grimmie, she really kind of got into the adult alternative rock. You know, she's done Adele covers, and she's worked with James Bay and Ed Sheeran, and yeah, that so voice, you know?
She was at an event signing CDs, I guess, right?
And someone came up to her and with two guns just shot her, which is, I just can't imagine.
don't understand this world.
And there's no justice because the assailant killed himself.
Yep.
So there's no justice at all.
That's the whole thing. It's just cowardly.
Yeah. So another huge loss in music, unfortunately, but that was a beautiful song.
Beautiful version of James Bay's Let It Go. And before that, just to move forward, great track from a band called Golden Smog. Their CD, it's called Another. That was You Make It Easy. Just great work from Golden Smog there. A request next came up for our friend Tom Ruprecht, way out in Worcester. Wanted to hear some Bob Seger. That was Kathmandu on vinyl. I had to do vinyl, and I don't mind doing vinyl, but Bob Seger is one of those intelligent ones, I guess, who does not allow streaming. So we got to hear vinyl for Bob Seger. Thank you, Tom. Graham Parker from the Mona Lisa's Sister CD way back in the day. Get Started, Start a Fire, and started off with some new noise this morning from Cheap Trick. Latest CD is incredibly good. Bang, Zoom, Crazy, Hello is the title, and that was No Direction Home. Anybody else here? Am I alone? What?
What? Nothing? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm just being a person.
I dozed off.
I'm being a pain. You were doing something. I took advantage of you. I'm a bad person.
I had too many tater tots last night, so I'm kind of tired.
You should learn after doing that so many times.
I know. And they had bacon and cheddar cheese on them, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that, Les? Your son is just eating crap.
Well, what he's used to is he lives with me. Yeah. And, by the way, is there a way, can I address Tom and Lister?
Yes,
for a moment?
Yes.
Would you tell your wife that I know that she would love to see me read nothing more than the telephone book? She likes my voice so much. But would you please tell her that I have to disappoint her? The telephone books I find have no plot, so we'll have to do something else.
All right. So, Gene, take a look at something else for Les to read. All right, 9:27 in the morning. Excited to tell you that coming up at about quarter of, Mr. Hurwitz, the younger Mr. Hurwitz, With all due respect.
the one who eats tater tots.
Yeah, from Boston Citizen Restaurants, we'll have his latest reviews and witty retorts at quarter of. And then about 10 a.m., we have a special offering from Les. You want to give us a little tease, Les? Not too smarmy or mean, just a nice tease.
Well, I'll stay away from smarmy, but the mean can't leave.
Oh, man.
Actually, it's I required respectfully from my boss here, Mike, a little extra time because I simply want to deal with that which you are going to hear will be preceded by my helping you out and perhaps furthering your sense of entertainment by giving you a sense of what to listen for. So that is to be continued.
Perfect. Okay, so the new noise for the second set of the day leading up to Mark was a collaborative request from Mark. Both love this song. Frightened Rabbit's new record is coming out, and it's just so impressive.
Yeah, you know, I was talking about adult alternative rock just a few minutes ago, which is kind of tough to say really fast, but it seems to be making a big comeback, and this is one of those bands that's just right in the middle of that whole pack.
Mm, absolutely.
It's so good.
All right, brand new from Frightened Rabbit, everybody. This is called Get Out at WMFO.
She's the only one in all I do.
I can be anything. I believe in doing what's right.
Guten Tag, everybody.
Guten Tag to you, too.
Private joke there. Oh, but Les liked it a lot. Hi, Michael Costa. I mean, Guten Tag. Sorry, I didn't mean to say hi.
Top of the Guten Tag to you.
Yeah, what yeah. Tag the Guten, everybody. There it is. Wait, get it. Okay. enough with the private jokes, because it's only funny to us.
Not even.
Us. All right, 9:46 in the morning. Let me tell you quickly what we played in that last set. Started with something we are all in love with. Brand new Frightened Rabbit called Get Out, their new CD, Painting of a Panic Attack. The Rifles, She's the Only One from No Love Lost. Oh, my God. Right? Lake Street Drive, something new from those guys. Local Good Stuff. Side Pony is the CD. Close to Me was the track. Julian Lennon from a couple of years ago. The Photograph Smile CD. I Don't Want to Know. And then The Senders from Back to Sender Revisited. That was Devil Shooting Dice. Hello, Mark. You are the founder and all-around maintenance guy of Boston Hidden Restaurants. And you eat for a living. You go around and you go and you find great restaurants that are really hidden. And you let us know all about them. You're a writer, Boston Magazine, your own blog on Boston Restaurant Talk.
I'm
out of breath already from trying to talk about
Dig
you.
Dig Boston, yeah. Boston Globe.
Go ahead. I know you want to talk, so go ahead. All right.
Okay.
Fine. Here's Mark,
so
everybody.
Basically, I'm just going to talk about tater tots for the next 15
Fantastic.
Minutes.
Fantastic.
Actually, before I get into the latest reviews, there's a couple of really huge stories. I'm not sure if you all heard, but a couple big closings. Rialto in Harvard Square is closing down. There were a lot of rumors about that, but we knew at the time that Jody Adams, who started Rialto about 20 years ago, was going to leave this month, and now it turns out they're just going to shut down Rialto. So that's a place in the Charles Hotel in Harvard Square, kind of a high-end Italian place that's gotten a lot of awards.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to close, and there are rumors that a new place is going to open there. I can't tell you what the rumors are because people will basically punch me in the head if I tell you, so I can't say.
Oh, go
anything.
Ahead. I mean, that's not...
Oh, you'd like to see that.
Yeah, I've been to the Charles Hotel in a while, but that's the main restaurant in there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so I've been there.
There's
okay.
a few little places in the Charles Hotel. There's a nice lounge in the first floor. It's a great little, you know, space, and Rialto was just pretty famous, and it's going. It's June 22nd, I believe.
Okay.
The other place that's closing is Flora in East Arlington, which has been around forever. It's in an old bank building. I think it might have been the old Cambridge Savings or whatever it was called back then, maybe Bank 5. But Flora's kind of a high-end, new American, Mediterranean-type restaurant, one of the early farm-to-table-type places. And they are going to be shutting down, and a new place is opening there called Financier, which is an interesting name for a restaurant.
Sounds expensive.
it does, but actually they get the name from, in Paris there's this place that makes cakes that are shaped like gold bars, and I guess they're called financiers, and they get the name from that, so.
Hello, we'll X-Lax.
Yeah, exactly, or Tums, like, well, yeah. Like the Tums I'm taking after all those tater tots last night.
Perfect.
So, how about some reviews? How about three quick reviews?
All right. Well, you got 11. You asked for 15 minutes, so you better use the time up.
15
so.
Minutes. Okay. Right. Well, we could play.
Well, you have 11 left.
And we could play. You want to play Monopoly for a while?
Again?
Can we play Monopoly? And I mean, can we get the listeners into it? Probably not.
Tell us how that would work, Mark.
I'd rather not.
Okay.
So the first place is called It's Deepest Qualities. At Nightcap's Corner, which is a very awkward name for a restaurant, but it's a little restaurant and Italian market, I guess you could call it. It's in Newton. It's kind of near Auburndale. It's if you know where Moody Street crosses into Newton, and I believe it becomes Lexington Street, and it heads to Auburndale. So it's about the only restaurant on the stretch between Waltham and Auburndale, which is funny because Moody Street itself has hundreds of restaurants, basically.
Yeah.
But Deepest Qualities at Night, Cap's Corner, sorry. It's the same family who owns Deep Pasquale's Sausage Market, I believe it's called, in Nanantum. And they have a lot of the sausage and the steak tips and some other foods from there they bring over to this restaurant, which is counter service. You order at the counter, you sit down either outside or by this window that opens up or a little dining room. And they have incredible dishes, and no one knows about this place. Lasagna, pizza, ravioli. I had a hot Italian sub there that just was one of the best I've ever had. Great Caesar salad, and it's just, you know, they have a sausage sandwich, and again, they make their own sausages, sweet sausage, hot sausage, and Chinese style, and just amazing place. And again, people don't know about it. It's in a residential area in Newton, and definitely worth trying out. And it's cheap, too. You know, most of the dishes are under $10, or a lot of the dishes are under $10. Second place is a restaurant in South Boston called Moonshine 152, which is kind of upscale, but quiet, laid-back, casual restaurant that's off the main strip, which is, you know, West Broadway. It's about a block from West Broadway, and it's in an area where it's easy to miss. So, I mean, it's popular, but mostly along locals. Most or a lot of people who live outside of Southie have never heard about this place, but it's very eclectic, kind of mix of new American, Asian, Mexican influences, and they have this Irish curry with spicy lamb meatballs that I posted it this week. That it was among the 12 best dishes I've had this year, and it may be the best of them all. It's that good. So Moonshine 152, it's one block south of West Broadway on Dorchester Avenue. If you know where the Broadway T-stop is, you can get out there and walk and block, and it's right there. And they have outdoor dining as well, and just a nice spot. And the people there are really nice, really friendly people. So just an overall great place. And one more spot, speaking of outdoor dining, 88 Wharf in Milton, which is about as hidden as they come. It's in Milton Landing, which is basically a dead-end road. It ends at an estuary behind Milton Village. So it looks like you're in the middle of Maine or something with this beautiful harbor. And 88 Wharf has this patio overlooking the harbor, which is actually a river at that, you know, it's Neponset River. Again, it's kind of new American, upscale American, some Italian influences. They have really good burgers. They have they had some really good meatballs. And they don't have them on the menu right now, but they have steak tips and just a lot of different inventive takes on classic American dishes. And that patio, I mean, we sat out there last weekend, and it's absolutely beautiful with the water right there. One of the few riverside restaurants in the Boston area. So basically, you go to Milton Village, if you can find it, and then you go down a dead-end road, and you're there. So, very hidden place.
It sounds amazing.
And did we use the 15 minutes yet?
Well, does it look like we're at the top of the hour? I mean, no.
Well, we are at the top of the hour, but kind of to the left of the top of the hour.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark.
Do an extra song, that, you know?
Well, that's what I was going to do. And I was thinking about, you know, you guys and listening to you talk. And I was thinking, how can I follow up Mark Hurwitz? And I thought that I'd play the Monkees. I don't know why that came to mind.
As long as you don't play I'm a Loser by the Beatles.
Wait, I'll cue that up quickly.
Oh, hey, all right.
All right. So the Monkees, everybody, in 2016, they've got a new record out. Everybody's talking about this one. It's called Good Times! Exclamation point. And it's like climbing up the charts. Who the heck would have thought?
I can't believe it. It's how many years has it been?
30?
50?
Oh, I don't know. Isn't longer than 30?
I think so.
I don't know.
I'll have to check.
Let's argue about it.
Okay. Well,
no. Yeah. You know what? I should actually play it. It's 3 minutes long, and by that time, we'll be just about where you should have left us at the top of the hour.
Okay.
All right. This one is new from the Monkees. This is one called She Makes Me Laugh at WMFO.
Silly messages and pictures, directing traffic in the mall, or posing with some brand new shoes. She never fails to surprise. She makes me laugh. I got her.
easiest way from our canoe. If that's what she wants to do, tell me what's wrong with that. She makes me laugh.
WMFO, Tufts Reform Radio, right here in Medford. Mike on the mic with Mark Hurwitz and Les Hurwitz. How are you guys doing?
Fine, thank you, Mike.
Nothing.
I didn't put you on because I was going to talk to him. Would you like us to hear
yes,
you?
Yes.
All right, fine. Yeah. How badly would you like? No, just kidding. All right, you're fine.
Hey, here's a $20 bill.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Even better. Here's a Benjamin. Actually, is a Benjamin a 20 or 100? Because I don't have
100,
any money.
I think.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I use plastic cards to pay for things.
I will slink away and let you guys talk.
Okay. Slink, slink, slink. Hi, Les.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Morning, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty well, considering that, well, yeah, I am vertical, am I?
Okay. You're vertical. Yeah, absolutely. So happy to welcome you back today for sure. And I know you've got a lot of stuff planned here having to do with Art Tatum and an expansion of your Tatum project. Mm-hmm. Tell us all about it. Can't wait.
Well, thank you, Mike. First of all, I want to thank you. This is starting to approach the ending of my first year here, and I can't believe it.
I can't either.
And, you know, I keep promising to do that which I specialize in, or purportedly specialize in, namely classical music. And I've only done one out of five or six classical. The rest have been popular, but I promise not to keep breaking my promise.
Okay.
On Art Tatum, we've discussed Art Tatum before, but I would ask, I would beseech those, you know, three or four of you, that is my entire entourage of listeners, to do one thing, not as a favor to me, but as a favor to yourselves, and it's not because I'm doing it, it's just because it is, and that is, please entertain the possibility of, if you have nothing else to do, then listen. What I'm going to try to do, and it's part of my educational process, is for those who don't understand the language of music, namely such as, you know, I do or any musicologist does, getting inside the music and knowing what the adjective is in music and the preposition and all that sort of thing, all these things we call the échappées, the cambiatas, the passing tones, and so forth and so on. For those of you who love music simply for the sake of its existence, I'm going to try to help you develop a sense of direction about what to listen for in what you are about to listen to in Art Tatum, to give you a sense of direction. I would first premise this, precede this, by the premise of two phases of